This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
The message you are about to listen to is from Abeokuta Believers Meeting 2023. Listen and be blessed.
Hallelujah. So excited to be here again this morning. Give God a shout of praise. I celebrate Pastor Shola for the opportunity over and over and over again. Thank you very much. And my brother, Apostle Michael Ropo, thank you for that wonderful session. I've been blessed from yesterday to now. It's a wonderful experience. And we had a little to what you have said. And I trust the Lord that by the time we are done with this meeting, we will all be in the place that God has prepared for us. A mighty place. Lift up your hands and worship the Lord. Lift up your hands and give God glory. Mean it from the depth of your heart. Worship, mean it. Worship and mean it from the depth of your spirit. Worship. Worship. Felebras to blend the keposa. It's been lines upon line, precept upon precept, one layer over the other. Kekos talabelen tos fredias. Ibarabande borotondo beleketiabash. Oh, worship the Lord. Worship the Lord. Mean it, mean it, mean it. Mean the worship. Mean it. Mean it. Mean it. From the depth of your soul, mean it. Let it rise. Let it rise. Because God is turning you to trumpets for your generation. God is turning you to that trumpet to sound to your generation. Worship the Lord. Can you worship in spirit? Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Vede beleto pretis kebalante valumbre di palapepos keprosto balabebanas hagrebolobonsos hai kabalebos. Hey! Keberegede brontolo balabalabas hegede gede 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 bros ebalabalabalabalabalabalabal. Ela braba ba 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 ba. He kabaira tem zine na kaba ya. He bara ba 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 ba. Oh Jesus. Ela bratosko bala. Praying tongues, make it louder. 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 Ale ba 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 la braga ba la basas. He gada 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 broso tobo. He gada 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 bosses. He kapai. He kapai. He kapai. He kapai. He kapai. He kapai. He barabala satabalaba. He gada gada brata balaba bosses. He brendoso brendele baka ina masha. Ela graboloso. Let your prayer show your desperation. Let it show your hunger. Let it show your hunger. Let it show your hunger. Let the devils hear your voice.
Dindum befasiadi, memorandielo mi son mi vacchielendo, e fame oggi comincia, e sa vive non mi lo e vino miuta, mi fana nieno a vivo ma fane, o viendo un visai.
Ike bahai namate. Elera ke kamate paika. Ilele kamate me. Iyalabane nene kamate. Get ready, get ready, get ready. It's your day to stand. Ayaya lele gebe komota me. It's your day to stand. Sebare papai, skila babale ponte, celebrembo bokotombe, igudu gudu brembo papaita, selumbre, ibara pepoto soson. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Sweet Holy Spirit, thank you. Koi kwa koi tena with the Lord, koi kwa koi tena with the Father, thank you. I'm not the most qualified, and I'm not the most anointed. But thank you for always sending me as your envoy. Please glorify Jesus again today. Let the word come with power. And I vow not to take the glory. In the name of Jesus. Oh, I'm in awesome, man. Oh, I'm in awesome. Oh, I'm in awesome. Oh, I'm in awesome. Amen. 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 My King sent for me to come. Here am I, send me love. My King has sent for me to come. Here am I, send me, Lord. My King has sent for me to come. Here am I,
use me, Lord.
Here am I, make me. He said, follow me, I will make you. Make me. That's our first prayer this morning. Here am I, make me, Lord. Lord, make me. Lord, make me. Lord, make me. Lord, make me. He said, follow me, I will make you. Matthew 4:19. Follow me, I will make you. Follow me, I will make you. Follow me, I will make you. My King has sent for me to come. Here am I, make me Lord. My King has sent for me to come. Here am I, make me Lord. My King has sent for me to come. Here am I, make me Lord. My King has sent for me to come. Here am I, make me Lord. My King has sent for me to come. Jeremiah, make me Lord. My King has sent for me to come. Jeremiah, make me Lord.
He said, follow me, I will make you preachers of men. Make me. Let God see your desperation. Lord, make me into that perfect image. Make me into that perfect person. Make me into that instrument in your hand. Make me. You have sent for me. Lord, make me. Papera papa. I have come. Make me, Lord.
Here am I. Make me, Lord. My King has sent for me to come. To come.
Here am I.
Make me, Lord.
Lift up your twins.
My King has sent for me to come.
Here am I.
Make me, Lord.
Let God hear.
My King has sent for me to come.
To ABM 2023. Respond to him.
Here am I. Make me, Lord. My King has sent for me to come. Jeremiah, let me, Lord,
we have come for making. Can you make cost? There is a person you are looking for. Can you make cost? There is somebody you are looking for. Can you make us? Can we become that person you are looking for? We don't get there by desires. We get there by being made. We don't become the person God is looking for by desire. We become that person by being made. It has to be God making you. He told Peter, follow me, I will make you. God is a maker. He makes men, that's why they call him the maker. He can make you. When God makes you, struggling hands, you are not a kabayaba. How did he walk on Elijah? How did he walk on Peter? How did he walk on Thomas? How did he walk on Paul? Paul was a terrorist. God made him. He made him an apostle. Did you make Rikus was a plumber and turn him to an end time revivalist? How did you make Riabonke? How did you make Pastor here the way? That idiot told us, he said, I'm not naturally humble. God made me humble. I was sitting at the open heavens yesterday. He said, God showed him two parabolas when he turned 40. One going up, one going down. He said, pick one. He said, I picked the down parabola. He said, now at your 40, you will be your lowest and you keep going up. That is God making a man. He's not praying, Lord, make me up. No, it is God that came to him. God went to him. He said, throw yourself on the ground. Erase it. If you are proud, I will erase you. That is God. It's not you reading humility in the Bible. It's God coming to you and say, I want you to be humble. That's God making a man. There is a way, it's called heaven's assistance. That heaven is assisting you to pass an exam. It's like a teacher coming to class, using the question as assignment, using the question as example. And that is the question that we ask in the exam. Or that is the teacher assisting you to pass. The men that God used, God assisted them. If he leaves you to yourself, you can't pass. Show me the man God raised. God helped them. He said he laid help on the mighty. Some people are requesting for lay hands on me. Some people, God is laying help on them. He laid help on the mighty. You can't become anything if God doesn't help you. We are here. Say, make me. A man didn't go to school. Baba Akinayomi didn't go to school. God helped him. God walked with him. he revealed the name of the church to him in Revelation, that he had to wake up to ask people, watch, read for me what God said. And God promised him, even though you didn't go to school, I will take you all over the world. This church will go all over the world. The man is dead. Yeah, the vision has gone all over the world. Do you understand? He appeared to Apostle Babalola in a dream. He gave him yam. He said, eat half. After eating, he said, you will go. Babalola is dead. We are still shouting. People of God has to make you. It's not gra-gra. It is divine making. Bishop Oedipo didn't just learn faith in the Bible. God helped him to have faith. God made him. Any man you admire, they were made by God. God is the maker. Now, because if you are the one that make yourself, you'll be arrogant. So he said, follow me, I will make you. There is no space to make yourself. A man cannot make you. At best, he can show you instruction. It is God that makes you. Follow me, I will make you. He encountered a guy, terrorist guy on the road to Damascus. Encountered him. He made him blind. Why did you make him blind? He's going to show men revelation. So be blind to all the things you know first. He blinded him. The guy started with 3 days fasting and prayer. By the time he was done, somebody came to him to open his eyes. By the time he was done with that process, he became humble to show mysteries. God had to blind his eyes to the things he knew before and open his eyes now to new things. So by the time he's teaching the body of Christ these deep things, he can't be arrogant. Then when God saw that this guy can be proud, he put a thorn in his flesh. That is God. He assisted him to pass. He wanted to help Peter. He set all of them up. He said, who do men say that I am? They were talking. He said, who do you say I am? All of them kept quiet. Who gave Peter the revelation? Do you know why? He already promised him, follow me, I will make you fishers of men. So when he asked all of them questions, nobody could answer. Peter said, is that what Christ said? Flesh and blood have not revealed this to you. Who is the person that revealed it? Is it not the revelation himself? And he said, now I give you the keys of the kingdom. Fulfilling the promise he gave to him, Matthew 4:19. I give you the keys of the kingdom. Anything you buy, shall be bought. Anything you lose. That is God helping a man. Can God make you today? He came to Isaiah in Isaiah chapter 6. He touched his mouth with the coals of fire. Why didn't he touch the mouth of every prophet? God is making men. He picked Ketrin Kuma, made her. Picked Benny Hinn, made him. Picked Rhea Bonke, made him. He said, I saw a blood wash Africa. Who showed him division? Did he imagine division? Is it not God that showed it to him? He picked Pastor Kumwi. God is still picking men to make them. God is still picking men to make them. If there's any cry we have today, Father, I'm available. Make me. Make me. See, it's not gra-gra. See, pray and fasting are the things you will do when God makes you. Naturally, there will be a burden to pay the price on your head. Oh my God. In case you don't understand, 120 guys were in the upper room. They were praying. They received the Holy Ghost. God didn't pick anybody. He went to pick the guy that's a terrorist, going to kill others. If you want to send somebody to the Gentiles, what about the 120 in the upper room? This one didn't know Jesus. He didn't know Holy Ghost baptism. He didn't know the Holy Ghost, yet God came and made him. Hear me. It's not struggle. God can make you. Jonah had the greatest revival in the scripture. The greatest revival. Jonah. God sent him to Nineveh. He knows God. He said, I'm not going. He ran away to Tarshish. God troubled the sea. God troubled the whole thing. They threw him inside the water, inside the sea, where he swallowed him and carried him to Nineveh. He finally got there. He preached one message. In that message that he preached, Even animals fasted. Bible says nobody ate in Nineveh, they repented, including animals. That is God making a man. Even though he was running away, God could have said, since you will run away, I will look for somebody else. But God said, Jonah, I insist on you. You are the person I'm going to use. I insist on you. Jonah, I insist on you. Many of you have made mistakes, but God has not given up. He's insisting. Hey, my daughter, I insist on you. Lord, I have too many scars. Yes, I insist on you. Lord, I messed up. Yes, I insist on you. I don't know what you are seeing today, but I see a God that wants to make you. Peter preached his first message. 3,000 people accepted Jesus. What did he preach? Go and check this thing. It was written in history. The same Jesus who came from David and he was growing and you did this one and you crucified him. And people said, what shall we do to be saved? What did he preach? He showed them genealogy and history. But that is, God already gave him the keys. God already promised him, I will make you fishers of men. So no matter what Peter says, souls we accept. Oh Jesus. God said, Peter, leave this fishing. Follow me. I will make you fishers of men. So anything Peter does will lead to fishing men. That is God making a man. Hear me. It's not gra-gra. It is God making you. If God can make you, men will be wondering, how are you doing it? You won't have explanation. If you can explain it, then it's not God. Your prices are just alignment prices. Fasting, praying, all these things, you will do it to make sure you are a responsible person. But God has to make you first to call you into those things. My King has sent for me to come. Here am I, make me Lord. My King has sent for me to come. Oh Jesus.
Here am I, make me Lord. My King has sent for me to come. Here am I.
Lift up your two hands. Father, make me whatever you want me to be. Make me. I have come again today. Make me. Cry. Lord, make me. Lord, make me. Daddy, make me. Pepe le prosto bala petas. Lord, make me, make me. Oh, the bottom. Make me, Lord. Make me, Lord.
Here am I.
I am on a course. Make me. Amen. Let me explain what I'm saying to you. If you have a son that's going to be the next king, even before the son knowing, the father will begin to teach him to behave like a king. Am I correct? The father will begin to show him certain things, bring him to certain corridors, explaining certain things to him to ensure that that guy understands that he's going to take over the throne. That is how God prepares his stewards who will affect a generation. He makes them. Your configuration changes. Your mentality changes. Your perception changes. You see, when I studied the life of my father and the Lord, I see how God has worked on him. He said he loved titles that is very arrogant and proud. You say that the Jew is very humble. It is God. He said he loves titles. He said, when you became Jew, when you enter his office, you will see Reverend Dr. E.A. Adeboye, PhD, general overseer, that he placed it in a strategic place where everybody can see it. He told us the story by himself. In fact, I saw a CD by Reverend Dr. Adeboye. But when he clocked 40, God came to him. Hey, come, let's do a deal. Let go of all these titles. I'm not saying titles are bad. Become my pastor and I will lift you. Okay, you did meeting. You have 7 million people. Now write your name down. Write your, draw a man down. Clean it. If you are arrogant, I will wipe you off. That is God assisting a man. It's not that he became humble because he studied the scripture. Humble yourself before the Lord. Deeper than understanding. Oh, deep. Because for you, you won't even know the meaning of what humility is. God had to come to him to say, hey, come. I'm taking you far, but can we do this deal? He said he was in a meeting and a man told all of them to give all they have. And he will double it. He said all of them were angry. They gave and gave and gave and he doubled it. And he went to it. Hello, sir. What are you doing that we are not doing? We're about 10,000 people here. All of us give and you double it. He said, when I started my business, God came to me. He said, son, give me 90%. You take 10 and I will bless you. That one is beyond. I have an inspiration to give. Do you know what I'm saying? It's beyond. I heard a message. This is God coming to you. And you can't deny that God came to you. Are you with me? If God truly came to you, you will know that God came. Encounters are not what you are doubting. If God came to you, you will know God has come for me. One more time before I share a little thing today. Father, I know you have a great plan for me, but make me for the place. Make me. Daddy, make me. Daddy, make me. Make me. Make me. Make me. Make me. Make me. Lord, make me. Lord, make me. Make me for the place you are taking me to. Make me, Lord. Make me. Make me. Make me. Walk on me. Walk on me. Till I look like what you are looking for. Walk on me. Till I look like the person you are looking for. Walk on me. Walk on me. Make me, Lord. You know the ingredient my destiny needs. You know the ingredient for my future. Lord, make me. Make me, Lord. You know the ingredients for my future, Lord. Make me, Lord. You know your plan. You know your agenda. Make me to become that man that can get to where you are taking me to. Lord, make me. You are the one that knows your plan for me. You know your agenda for me. Can you make me? Can you make me to look like it, oh God? Can you? Make me. Make me. Make me. Make me, make me. Daddy, make me. Daddy, make me. Daddy, make me. Lord, make me. Lord, make me. You know, you know, you know, you know, you know. Lord, make me. You know your plan for my life. Make me. Make me. Make me. Make me, Lord. Make me, Lord. Make me, Lord.
There am I. There am I.
Make me long.
If you read Luke chapter 5, you discover that there were fishermen on the seashore. He entered only the boat of Peter. Can you see heaven's setup system? Heaven rigged election in favor of Jacob. Jacob I love, Esau I hate. That's rigging. But can you question God? Making is God rigging election for you. Beavers will not walk on that day. Two fishermen or more, but he chose the boat of Peter and his brother. And he told him, all of them toyed all night too. He said, but you, launch into the right side. Launch to the deep. Cast your net to the right side. They caught a net breaking cash. And the guy said, I'm not doing it again. He said, okay, now that you have seen that it's more than fish, follow me, I will make you. Abba. It's like God setting you up for your next level. Father, we thank you. We are ready for setup. You have called us for a feast. We won't miss it. This is a season where you are making men, Lord. We won't miss this season. ABM 2023 is prophetic to your making of men, that we establish the kingdoms of God, the kingdom of God in every sphere of human influence. We have come again today. Please, Lord. Whatever you do to men that you want to use, please do to us. If God has planned for you, he will by himself arrange the map of your life. How I made Pastor Shola is because God has a plan for me. I'm here because God orchestrated it, not because he said he was praying in the room where he was, and he closed his eyes and he began to see my image, he began to see my name. And I was supposed to travel to Kenya that year. He bested me. I said, I'm traveling out of the country. He called back again. He said, Pastor, I keep seeing you. I'm not the one that went to his vision. I'm not the one that went. This is not faith. This is God. A man is praying. He kept seeing my picture, kept seeing my name. And then my traveling was postponed. I mean, I was able to come for the meeting. That was God, not me. All this trying to meet people and connect people is great. But can God be the one to connect you? When God makes you, when God is making you, when God makes you, he will be the one to order the steps of your life. Father, make me. One of my mentors told me, he said, Daniel, I was in Zaria. And when the Lord told me to start ministry, I was like, God, how will I start ministry? And I was caught up and he gave me a power bike. And I drove the power bike from Zaria. And I drove the power bike to Ibadan. And I came back. He said, that was when I heard, go to Ibadan. That's where your ministry is. These are the way God makes men. Follow me, I will make you. Enough of guesswork. There is a place God has in plan for me. He has to prepare me for the place. You can't prepare by yourself. At best, you will study. At best, you will pray. At best, you will fast. But do you know the preparation needed for the throne? It is God that prepares men. Oh, Jesus. You can't validate yourself. There are things that God will place upon your life as validation. We have come again this morning, Lord. Please make us. Please have your seat. The Spirit of the Lord is upon this meeting. And the Lord is really, really, really making people. Your encounters will be strange. It will call you to prayers. It will call you to study. It will call you to fasting. It will call you to certain level of consecration. It will call you to certain level of giving, certain level of sacrifices. It will call you into it when it's making you. You won't be the one to decide. It will be the one in charge of your life. Isaiah chapter 11 from verse 2. Yesterday, the Lord began to talk to us about the person that can carry the seventh trumpet, and chase away the woman sitting on the seven mountains. And the Lord gave us a criteria yesterday. He said the man must walk in the seven spirits of the Lord. And the first of the spirit is the spirit of the Lord. Number two is the spirit of wisdom. Number three is the spirit of understanding. Number four is the spirit of counsel. Number five is the spirit of might. Number six is the spirit of knowledge. Number seven is the spirit of the fear of the Lord. And the Lord began to speak to me today that the major spirit that is lacking today in our generation, that is not allowing men to take their rightful place is the fear of the Lord. We no longer fear the Lord. We fear men. We fear social media mob. We fear people coming for you on Twitter, people coming for you on Instagram, but we don't fear the Lord anymore. Men and women that God will use to chase the woman sitting on the seven mountains, men that will carry the seven trumpet, and men that operate in the fear of the Lord. My message is very simple this morning. Fear the Lord. Fear the Lord. Fear the Lord. Having journeyed with the Father so much, I discovered that the greatest virtue the fathers have is the fear of the Lord. You will see this awe and reverence for the Lord in their life. We have become so familiar with the Holy Ghost. We have become so familiar with the Lord, but the fathers have this thing called the fear of the Lord. They honor the Lord, they hallow the Lord so much, and God is willing to do much with them. But in our own case, we are gradually getting familiar with the Lord. Fear the Lord is not being afraid of the Lord, even though being afraid of the Lord is part of it. But fear the Lord means honor the Lord. It means reverence for the Lord. You will discover that each of the seven spirits is connected to the spirit of the fear of the Lord. What is the fear of the Lord? Let's check scriptures together. Job 28:28. Kobarante lebash. Job 28:28. Show me that scripture. Job 28:28. Job 28:28 says, and unto man he said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. To depart from evil is understanding. Remember, out of the seven spirits, we have the spirit of the wisdom. We have the spirit of what? Understanding. But look at it. The fear of the Lord itself is the spirit of fear, of wisdom and understanding. The spirit of the fear of the Lord is the one that powers wisdom, is the one that powers understanding. The fear of the Lord. What does it mean to fear the Lord? Psalm 19, verse 9. Psalm 19, verse 9. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgment of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. The fear of the Lord is clean. The fear of the Lord is clean. The fear of the Lord is clean. The spirit of the fear of the Lord is that spirit that is most needed in this seventh season. We have seen men operating in power. We have seen men with wisdom. We have seen men with understanding. We have seen men eloquence, counsel. We have seen men strong with might. But we have few men who are operating the fear of the Lord. What is the fear of the Lord? Proverbs 8:13. Proverbs 8:13. Proverbs 8:13. Everybody, let's just get one to go. The fear of the Lord is what? To hate evil. Pride. Arrogance, the evil way, and the froward mouth. Let's read again. Want to go? The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride, arrogancy, and the evil way, and the forward mouth. A man of God in America invited Young Gisho. And he picked Young Gisho from the airport. And he discovered that while he was driving Young Gisho, he was feeling funny and he began to cry. He was like, why am I crying? He was driving, he was wiping his tears. And then he was troubled. Why am I being convicted? I'm driving a fellow minister and I'm under conviction. And when he got home, he ran to the secret place and began to pray, Lord, why did you disgrace me before my guest? I have a guest minister, and now see the way I'm behaving before the guest minister. Is it that I'm feeling like he's too special or something? And God said to him, the difference between you and Young Gisho is this. Young Gisho loves righteousness and hates iniquity. You love righteousness and pamper iniquity. You love righteousness and manage and accommodate iniquity. You look away, but Young Gisho loves righteousness and hates iniquity. So it is that purity. You know, I told you the fear of the Lord is clean. It is that purity that is convicting you, even though you are a fellow man of God. The fear of the Lord is clean. The simple message I'm bringing to you today is that if you will be the man that will carry the seventh trumpet, blow the shofar, just away the woman sitting on the seven mountains, a virtue and the spirit you should walk in now is the spirit of the fear of the Lord. And it is simple. It is to hate evil, to hate pride, to hate arrogancy, to hate froward mouth. You can't accommodate evil. You can't be arrogant. You can't be proud and claim you walk in the fear of the Lord. You can know all the mysteries in the world. If you don't fulfill this criteria, you are not that person that God can use. The fear of the Lord. If there is anything you hear in the life of the fathers in faith, is that they feared the Lord. A young man can wake up today from iniquity and use tongues to cover it up. Is it wisdom? He said the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. Is it might? And the sweet part, he says, the secret of the Lord is upon those who fear him. You want to know the depth of, see, the reason why, you know, Apostle spoke about men who are custodians. Jesus. If you have opportunity to spend time with these patriarchs, you will be shocked. Psalm 25 verse 14. If you have opportunity to spend time with the fathers, you will be shocked at the depth that they know. You will be shocked at the kind of conversations they have with God. Now, you will see we are not close. But what is the secret? The secret of the Lord is with who? Everybody, let's see where to go. The secret of the Lord is with them that do what? That fear him. What will he do? He will show them his covenant. Men that carry covenant are men who operate in the fear of the Lord. Men that carry covenant are men who operate in the fear of the Lord. Men that know the secret of God are men who operate in the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord is not just jittering and shaking before God like they do in the Old Testament. The fear of the Lord is to honor God by keeping all his commandments, by hating evil, by hating iniquity, by hating pride, by hating arrogancy, by hating froward mouth.
A mouth that will not speak deceitfully. These are simple things that makes for a great future. Many of us know too many high things and we neglect the simple basic things. Every great door is held by two small hinges. Two small hinges, small things. How will what I'm saying affect my spiritual anointing, consecration, and my place? That's what the scripture is saying. If you fear the Lord, you won't talk anyhow. If you genuinely fear the Lord, you won't exaggerate. If you fear the Lord, you won't curse. If you fear the Lord, you won't speak irrational words, because you discover that part of the fear of the Lord is that God hates froward mouth. Simple basic things that makes for great power. The man that walked in dangerous realm of power. Apostle was speaking about a man who read a message. Now, that is no mystery. He was speaking about, you know, yesterday we were speaking about revivers. And we discovered that even the fathers that did not have, that we claim they don't have more knowledge like us, have more impact in the community than us. Why? There was fear of the Lord, so their message came with power. A church definitely will enter a place and the whole place will be brought under conviction power, and yet no shaking, no falling. How? There is so much fear of the Lord in their life that commands a lot of power. Serious. You know, Apostle spoke about what light are you emitting? You know, if you have candle light, you can use your hand to quench it, right? But you know, if you are using the kind of light that the welder are using to weld something, that light can cut this metal. Am I correct? You know, there was one light you can use your hand to kill, and there was one light that can cut iron. See, what is the frequency of the light? It's not the message you are preaching. It's the light that is coming with that message. And it takes the fear of the Lord to make that message powerful in your mouth. You can pick another man's message, share the mystery the man is sharing, but if there is no fear of the Lord in your heart, that message will be weak in your mouth. We can't take over a community managing evil, pampering iniquity. Many of us can lie comfortably as men of God, trying to make impression. Arrogance, pride. He said the secret of the Lord is not with them that pray, it's with them that fear the Lord. Can you pray 1 minute? Lord, help me to fear you. Lord, help me. Lord, help me to fear you. Lord, help me to fear you. Help me to fear you. Amen. The first point Apostle spoke about is, where are you standing? He spoke about three things today. Where are you standing? What light are you emitting? Who do you look like? Yes, who do you look like? Where are you standing? And what light are you emitting? I will close my sermon today on how to stand. Because many of us are trying to stand, but we are falling. Many of us, we try to stand. You know, it's like carrying a lame child. You stand him up, but he will go down. We are trying to stand, but we are falling. I will show you about 6 things that are very simple, but they are the ingredient of standing. Show me Ephesians 6:13. Nobody plays trumpet lying down. The man that carries the trumpet is standing on the mountain, looking at the battle of victory and blowing the trumpet from there. You don't blow the trumpet lying down. You blow the trumpet standing. You know, I started from saying, it takes a man that is carrying the 7 trumpet to displace the woman that is sitting on the 7 mountains. And this man must walk in the 7 spirit of the Lord. And today, the greatest need of that seventh spirit is the spirit of the fear of the Lord. And I just showed you that the fear of the Lord means to hate evil, to hate arrogancy, to hate forward mouth. But if you will be that man carrying the seventh trumpet, you must stand. And apostle said, where are you standing? But many of you know where to stand now. You know you stand in the secret place. But how do you stand? Many of you entered the secret place and fall. You know, it says, for all have sinned and have fallen short. So many people stand and they become short. As you come standing, you fall short. Then victory is not possible. Ephesians 6:13. Show me that scripture. Oh, Jesus. Hebrews, let's read. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. Having done all to do what? I can't hear you. Having done what? All to do what? Stand. Show me verse 14. Let's read. Stand. Someone shall stand. Somebody shall stand. How do you stand? Having your loins. Number one, having your loins girt with truth. What is truth? The truth is not a true statement. The truth is a person. I am the way, the truth, and the life. John 14:6. So, men that will stand must have had a counter with the truth. Oh, Jesus. Jesus is the truth. Men that we stand must have a counter with the truth. How do I stand? Number one, have your loins. Loins is the, he said, I carried him in my loins, right? I carried her in my loins. Loins is the place of betting. And salvation is called new birth. So have a betting encounter with the truth. And Jesus is the truth. John 17:17. He said, sanctify them by the truth. Thy word is truth. Jesus is the word of God. 1 John 5:7. There are three that bears witness in heaven. The Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the God was the Word. The same was with God in the beginning. Without him was not anything made that was made. Jesus is the word. That's his name in heaven. He's the truth. He's the way. He said, and we bear his glory. John 14. As the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. He is full of grace. He is full of truth. He is the truth. So, for you to stand, you need an encounter with the truth. Many of us know the pastor preaching the truth. We don't know the truth. Many of us know statements of truth. Statement of truth is not equal to the truth. True statement is not the same as the truth. Saying something true is not knowing the truth. Oh my God. I can read about chemistry and say it and I don't know it. I did biology, I did psychology. But guess what? Because my wife is studying medicine, I know some little things about anatomy, physiology, about all these. There are things that they are doing. There are things I know by when she, because she uses me for the other to remind herself what she's reading. She can be touching my body and the thing went from scapula to this one. And so there are things I've known by association, but I don't know medicine. I can come here and call some things that my wife used to do training. She will say, lie down. This one is something vertebra. And begin, and then she will, you know, and I can cram those things and come and say, wow, pastor knows medicine. I don't know medicine. I know the statement of medicine. Many people don't know the truth. They know the true statements. For you to stand, you need an encounter with Jesus. He said yesterday, encounter with him as the Son, encounter with him as the Savior, encounter with him as the Father. You need to know Jesus. Having your loins girt with truth. Stand! He said, where are you standing? You can only stand if you know the truth. Ephesians 6:14. Show me the next one. Oh, Jesus. Having a breastplate of righteousness. That is your defense. You know, this is armor. In those days, they were describing the armory. They were describing the gadget for war. Because standing is battle. Where you are standing, you are interceding. Intercession is no joke. Intercession is contending. You are contending with the God of this world. You are contending with the spirit of this world. So you are contending that the kingdom of God can take over the kingdom of this world. So it's a place to stand. There is any soldier standing, there is a standing posture, because there are weapons in your hand ready to fight or ready to run. So you are standing for fights. And in that posture, you need a breastplate, bulletproof. Breastplate means bulletproof. Having the bulletproof of righteousness. Righteousness is your right standing with God. Righteousness is your right standing with God. 1 Corinthians 1:13, Jesus was made unto us wisdom. He was made unto us righteousness. When you know the truth, you enter righteousness. But he showed us yesterday, you do righteousness also. So you know the truth, you assess righteousness, then you begin to do righteousness. He said, he that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He is righteous. Then if I am his righteousness, I do righteousness. The breastplate of righteousness. Men who stand are men who are righteous. Righteousness as a breastplate. Oh, Jesus. That's my bulletproof. The only way the enemy will not attack you is when they see that you have right standing with God. Where are you standing? Right standing with God. They spoke about Job, righteous man from the east. Righteous man. From the east. Devil could not touch him without taking permission. Oh, Jesus. Righteousness gives you a defense against the system of the enemy. Devil could not touch Job unless God gave him permission. Because why? He was righteous. Noah, righteous man. Abraham, righteous man. And what Christ has done for us is that we become the righteousness of God. At salvation, our wrongdoings were cleared by our right standing with God. Our wrongdoings were cleared by our right standing with God. Now, we are now standing right with God. Then we have defense. We can stand. Verse 15. Korabash. Your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Men that stand don't keep quiet. Oh, Jesus. They fulfill Matthew 28, 18 to 20. He said, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. He said, now go ye therefore to the and make disciples of all nations. Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Whosoever is baptized and save and baptized shall be saved, and whosoever is not shall be damned. He said, and they went about preaching everywhere, and the Lord confirming the word with signs and wonders following. There is a mandate, the Great Commission. Men that are standing are men who are carrying the gospel of peace. Now, that thing is on the feet because you have to move around. You can't keep quiet. Men that stand don't keep quiet. Evangelism is gradually dying in our generation. No wonder we can't carry authentic power. But our fathers moved from place to place sharing the gospel. The first church spread by evangelism. Philip was in Samaria. Bible says they were scattered abroad. Acts chapter 8. They were scattered abroad. They went everywhere. He said they went everywhere, preaching everywhere. They were in places where people will not get to. Preaching everywhere. Men that stand are men that have their feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. You cannot keep quiet. How do I stand? Evangelism is a way to stand. Ask your neighbor, where are your converts? Please ask your neighbor, where are your converts? If you are here with one of your converts, raise up your hand. That you are here with your convert, raise up your hand. That somebody you led to Christ is here, raise up your hand. Please raise up your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And we want to take over the city. We are joking. Somebody is waiting for a time you will do altar call. It is your feet, not your hand and mouth for mic. Your feet has to enter places and get people rescued from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of our dear God. That people are translated from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of God. Evangelism is a major tool for anybody that will stand. You can't carry the seven trumpet. The seven trumpet without these things I'm teaching you on how to stand. Simple things that you have been reading that you have not been practicing. When was the last time you evangelized? Who did you preach to? Who did you preach to? Where are your converts? Some people are praying for power, but power is on the field. You will never see power until you go for evangelism. And they went about, and the Lord did what? Following them, confirming the word with signs and Matthew 28:20. With signs and wonders following. Confirmation comes to going. Signs follow. It doesn't stay. Apostle Paul said, he said, I have fully preached. With signs of the apostles, with mighty signs and wonders, I have fully preached. You have not fully preached the gospel. You are not qualified for signs and wonders. You know, reading Acts chapter 19, Bible says, and in 2 years, all the Asia heard the word. Then in verse 11 and verse 12, and God wrought special signs by the hands of Apostle Paul. God didn't do special signs because Apostle Paul is special. He did it before because in 2 years, the whole continent heard the gospel. Oh, Jesus. Acts 19, 11 and 12 is a product of what happened in the preceding verses. The whole Asia heard the gospel. Then the response will be signs and wonders. Having your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Can you see? Show me that scripture again. In the space of 2 years. See. Act 19. Go back to that scripture. In the space of 2 years. And this continued by the space of 2 years. So that all they which dwelt in Asia heard the word of the Lord. Both Jews and Greek. Verse 11. What happened next? And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul. Next verse. 12. So that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs and apron, and diseases departed from them, and evil spirits went out of them. That is, in 2 years, the whole Asia heard the gospel. You have been in your campus for 4 years, even your faculty have not heard. Then you are trusting God for signs and wonders. Forget it. The way signs and wonders happened in the ministry of Paul was that he went everywhere preaching. The whole continent heard the gospel in 2 years. Then God had to confirm that gospel with signs and wonders. Stand. Show me the next verse. Ephesians chapter 6. Verse 15. Stand. Above all, taking the shield of faith. Taking the shield of faith. Wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Darts are coming. But it takes faith. Men that stand are men of faith. Men that stand. Another way to stand is to have faith. Because there are attacks that will come when you begin to stand. But say, God sent me here. There are times it won't look like the promise is coming to pass, but you will keep feet. I'm staying here. Nothing moves me. There are times that you will like, should I go back to where I came from? You say, I came here because God sent me. Faith is built up. These men are men carrying the shield of faith. Do you have faith? What can you believe God for? 25 years, Abraham was waiting for Isaac. Bible says he didn't stagger at the promise of God. Romans chapter 4. He did not stagger. I think verse 20. He did not stagger at the promise of God. Show me Romans 4:20. He didn't stagger at the promise of God. He stood his ground in faith, giving God praise. See, start from verse 19. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. Next verse. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Abraham believed God. 25 years. God said, I will give you a child. The child has not come, but he didn't stagger. The thing God promised you last year, you started doubting it today. You can't stand. God told you something last week. You have stopped believing today. Luke 1:45. Blessed is she that believeth, for there shall be a performance. For there shall be a performance of that which the Lord has spoken to her. Blessed is she that believeth, for there shall be a... God spoke to you yesterday when you were going home. Many of you write prophecies in your jotter, and that is the end. After documenting it, it is over. Oh my God. After documenting it is over. You never believed it. You did not wait on it. You now say, maybe it's my mind that spoke to me, not God. Maybe it's my mind. I think it's not God. Maybe it's my mind. Men that stand are men of rugged faith. I have never stopped believing God. Look at when you have faith and the thing has not arrived. The way you know you have seen her faith is that you keep thanking God in anticipation. Romans 4:20. He said, he staggered not at the promise of God. He said, but what was he doing? He was giving thanks. He was giving thanks. The way you know your faith is intact is that thanksgiving continues. Why waiting for the promise? The Lord has promised you, but you keep giving thanks. You keep giving thanks. Stand. Faith. The next one, verse 17, is the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Men that stand, they battle by the word. How much of God's word do you know? How much of God's word do you know? A generation that loves to pray and not the word. 10 minutes, a word, you are sleeping. When it's time to pray, you can be stretching. You are joking. Acts 6:4. We will give ourselves continually to the ministry of the word. And prayers, not the ministration of the word. Ministration of the word is preaching. Ministry of the word is the word ministering to you. We will give ourselves sword of the Spirit. Hebrews 4:12, the word I speak to, he said, the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. John 6:63, the words I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. The more you take in the word, the more you have the Spirit of God in you. The word. Psalm 19 verse 11 said that what I hid in my heart, that I may not sin against you. understand that fear the law. They are men that keep the word of God in the heart. Not even with the things you see online today. The word of God must be at the center of your heart to be able to say no. The word of God. Matthew 4:4. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord. The word of God. The word of the Lord. In Luke chapter 4, from verse 16 to verse 18, we saw Jesus opposite, as his custom. He went to the temple and he stood up for to read the word of God. The sword, the word of God is your weapon. Psalm 107 verse 20, he sent forth his word. That's a weapon. That's a missile. That word went and healed them. That word went and delivered them from their destruction. That word must be a weapon. That word must be an AK-47. He sent forth his word. His word moved. Healed them and delivered them from their destruction. The word of God. The word of God. Verse 18. The last two. And I close. How do I stand? Praying always with all prayers and supplication in the spirit. The number what now? Number 6, praying in the spirit. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the spirit. Men that stand, they pray in the spirit. Praying always. You journey in the spirit, you travel in the spirit, and then don't forget that even faith is built up by praying in the spirit. Building up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Jude 1:20. Men who pray in the spirit rise. They rise. He said, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. But unto God. Verse 2 and verse 4. He that speaketh not in, he that speaketh in the tongues speaketh not unto men, but unto God. Howbeit in the spirit he speaketh mysteries. I said verse 2 and verse 4. Howbeit in the spirit he speaketh mysteries. Go to verse 2. Howbeit in the spirit he speaketh mysteries. Men that stand are not far from the secret place. One day we asked Daddy Gio, what is his prayer life like? And he was able to give some hints. Thanksgiving. Prayer for, Lord help me, Lord have mercy. And in the rest, praying in spirit. That's why if you are watching a program and you see the camera go towards his mouth, what do you see? Constantly shaking. The secret of that power is in tongues. 24/7. I've never come close to him and I've not seen the mouth shaking. Consistently, permanently so. Ah, kelembara daduas. I met a man of God that told me that, Daniel, I will sleep. I will meet myself on the knees when I want to go and urinate. He said, I will sleep back on the bed. By the time I wake up to eat myself, I will meet myself on the knees. Who is carrying me to the knee posture? Praying in the spirit. I will meet myself on the knee praying. But I slept. Praying in the spirit. The secret of great men is prayers. You will see Williams J. Seymour. He will carry a box upon his head and begin to travel. That was the secret of the Azusa Revival. You will see Kenneth again. He says he will pray all night in tongues. Pray hours in tongues. And you will see the outflow of the Spirit. They asked John G. Lake, what is the secret of your anointing? He said, praying in tongues. He said, when I pray in tongues, I encounter the power. When I go for the ministration, miracle. He operated at that frequency so much that at the time in South Africa, there was plague everywhere. And then everybody, it was helping the people that were having that plague. And then they were wondering, how come you are not infected? It's okay. Bring the virus. And they put the virus in his hands under the microscope. And they saw, as the virus were touching his hands, they were dying. His bodies were changed as he was praying in tongues. Praying in tongues is not drama. It's the secret of power. You are changed. You are transfigured. You are transformed. Praying in tongues. Praying in tongues is not for show. It's for build up. Building up yourself. On your most holy faith. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Can you pray in the Holy Ghost here today? Do it loud. Make it loud. Make it loud. Roar! Epapai kapale tombeletia. This is how those stand. This is how those stand. Sabahikatumaya. Sibai. This is how to stand. Pray the Holy Ghost. This is how to stand. This is how to stand. I papa le pompa Amen. This is how to stand. And the last one is watching. Ephesians 6:18. Watching. Watching talks about VG. You can't sleep all night and stand. From the time I've known Pastor Shola, if there's anything I know about him, he's watching. There is no time we talk. We won't talk. You will know a man's life by his conversation. He said, I was there until around 1 a.m. I was praying. God told me around 2 a.m. He said, God told, you know the time God called them. By conversation, you know if this man is praying in the night. Watching. Thereunto, with all perseverance and supplication. If you are sleeping all night, every day, you have no inheritance in standing. Men that stand are weak. Ora basata la bande kabosa. Are you not sleeping too much? A little sleep, a little slumber. A little folding of the hands. Are you not sleeping too much, my brother? Are you not sleeping too much, my sister? Are you not sleeping too much, sir? Watching. 1 Thessalonians 3:10. You will see the authority of Apostle Paul. 1 Thessalonians 3:10. See. Everybody, let's read. Normally, what's the correct statement? Day and night. What did Paul say? Night and day. Meaning his night is his day. You see, it should be day and night. Apostle Paul said night and day. Pray exceedingly. Night and day. Pray. You can't only be praying in the afternoon. Night and day, pray. You sleep too much. Night and day, pray. We finished program one night on camp. All of us were tired. We were going to sleep. And around 1 a.m., after the program, I saw that the Jew doing prayer work. I said, Kaba, yakatama no akele pata. She won't shame me by. I hope they are not following me from my father's house. A man who ministered is going on prayer work. You that were ministered to, you are going to sleep. Night and day, pray. You sleep too much, sir. You sleep too much, man. Night and day, praying. Night and day, praying. Night and day, praying. Hey, are you not sleeping too much, man? Watching. I want to show you a scripture. You know, Ephesians 5:18 says, be not be drunk with wine, wherein Jesus says, right? But be ye filled with the Holy Ghost. Be not be drunk with wine, wherein Jesus says, or be filled with the Holy Ghost. Be not drunk with wine when it necess, but be filled with the Spirit. Be not drunk with wine. So show me 1 Thessalonians 5:7. Follow me. Don't be drunk with wine, but be drunk with the Holy Ghost. Is that what the scripture means? That scripture that we read, Ephesians 5:18, what does it mean? Be not be drunk with wine, but with the Holy Ghost. It means what? Don't be drunk with wine, but take the Holy Ghost. Meaning, take the Holy Ghost, take the Most High and be high. You don't need alcohol to be high. Meaning, there are two ways to be high. Some people take wine to be high, but some take the Spirit to be high. So, don't be drunk with wine, but be drunk with the Holy Ghost. But read the scripture for me. 1 Thessalonians 5:7. I'm closing there. 1 Thessalonians 5:7. Everybody open. Everybody, let's read. For they that sleep, they sleep in the night. They that are drunk, when will they get drunk? Be not be drunk with the night, but be filled with the Holy Ghost. Be drunk with the Holy Ghost. So, for you to be drunk with the Holy Ghost, when is the time? Wait. Read it again. They that sleep, they do what? Meaning the opposite of sleep is being drunk. When men are sleeping, some people are getting drunk. Are you with me? When men are sleeping, some people are getting drunk. But this being drunk is not with wine. It's being drunk with the Holy Ghost. And then the night time, when there is no distraction. That's why Jesus always make deposit in the midnight and make withdrawal during the day. He will see the blind man, your eyes open. He will see the lame, walk. Lazarus, comfort. He doesn't pray twice in the day. He prays in the night. So when he comes during the day, he makes withdrawal on what he has deposited in the midnight. You sleep too much. Rise up on your feet. You sleep too much. We finished this meeting yesterday. Some of you went to sleep. Can you plan night schedules? There is no great man of God I spoke to who sleep all night. All the men of God I have met, from the fathers to seniors to contemporaries, have discovered that they are night people. Can I ask you a question? What is the strongest animal on earth? What is the strongest animal? Okay, what's the king of the jungle? Lion is the king of the jungle. The best time for the lion is when? Lion sees clearly when? Night. Lion hunts better when? They call them nocturnal animals. They are more alive in the night. And you are from the lion of the tribe of Judah. Why are you sleeping all night? Sean Sheyini. did the enemy launch that sleep? Tap your neighbor. Say, neighbor, from today, we get drunk at night. Look for three persons. Say, neighbor, use your night to get drunk in the Holy Ghost. Say, neighbor, no more sleep all night. Say, it's time to get drunk in the Holy Ghost. Somebody just stand. Can you blast in the Holy Ghost? Blast in the Holy Ghost. 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 Ay, 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 ay.
Thank Thank you for listening to the message from ABM 2023. We hope you have been blessed. You can share your testimony at abiokutabelieversmeeting.org/testimony. God bless you.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.